Hare Krishna. This morning we had a lovely morning program, as they say in England, lovely. It was a really wonderful morning program. And we played that video, you may have seen it or some of it, that I put up on articles yesterday about the opening of a new temple. And devotees who were initiated at that time, and there were quite a few devotees here from that time, Mahajan, Prabhu and Kishori, Manjari, there were more, but that happened an hour ago, and you can't expect me to remember too much of what happened. And and we watched the video. I spoke a little before. I didn't have to speak very much, since I already gave a lecture on that video itself. And then the devotees spoke. Devotees who were there, and there were very, very nice remembrances. And I guess I thought I'd share a few. There were a few devotees in UK who also participated. Well, the person who I saw in the picture who was there at that opening was Krishna Chaitanya. He was doing the yajna. And but others who came was Sachinandan. And he came, I brought him there to do the training for the devotees. He was the Bhakta program leader at one point at the manor. And so he did a Bhakta program for the devotees. Quite a few Dayanitai came. And that was the occasion that devotees talked a lot about, which was in 1989. When the regime change took place, and we had our first, well, you could call it Namhara camp, and that's when all the devotees who up to now sort of got together to chant a little, although they had to chant quietly, but mostly to eat, because quite a few devotees admitted that that's why they had come, was for the eats. And we're together. There were about 14, 15 of us. It was not far away from the old temple. And there was a group of chalets, about two or three chalets. One was the ladies, one was the men. Anyway, and I brought quite a few devotees at that time from the UK. We all came together. That was the first time we flew in devotee clothes. Up until then, I was always coming in civilian clothes with a wig. And so it was a very nice event. And the conclusion of that whole event was that I brought all the devotees together, and I told them, okay, now you've all sort of been enjoying Krishna consciousness. So I called it the Krishna Club for those 2 years, because that's what it was sort of like. There was no mission, because it was very hard to really do a mission. But I said, now why doesn't everyone just leave school or leave work, whatever you're doing, and leave home and move together into an apartment? And we got these books, and they asked, well, how do we make a living? So they just go out and sell the books. And they did it. Every single one of them did it. It was Lord Chaitanya's arrangement. And Gornitai Das, if anyone knows him, I asked who's going to be the Sankirtan leader. He was the book distribution leader. He was the Sankirtan leader. And that's how it started. And they moved in, and Baladev, who since then has left his body, I think in 94 or 95, They started selling books. Unfortunately, they were only selling as many books as they needed to eat and pay the rent, which wasn't that difficult for about 8 of them or 10 of them. But in due course of time, it picked up, and book distribution happened, and book translation, and so many other things until 1990. The next year, devotees really wanted to get their own place, which was quite an ambitious thing at that time. And so I said, all right, look for some properties. And they were looking. So once before I came, if I remember right, it was June. And then that was the first time I brought Balabhadra Das with me. And they found two places. And one of them was, well, almost like what you would call a castle. It was a really beautiful place, but that was in Pest. It had a little problem between it was a three-floor building, because it had been divided up into apartments, between the transition from one floor to another. They were all separate apartments, but very grandiose and beautiful, and the temple room there would have been bigger than the temple room we have now here in Budapest. It was 80 square meters. What we have here is 70. And then there was the other one, which is the one that we settled on in Buda, because it was about half the price. That was 14 million forint. And considering that the devotees had 90,000 forint in the bank, but I said, okay, if you want to get this place. And I went to see the owner, and he agreed that we could pay half down and the other half within a year without interest. That was a pretty good arrangement. And so devotees literally went on a marathon. That's when they started to learn that there was more to book distribution than just where they were going to get their avocado sandwiches and cream-filled fruit salads, and they had to be paying off a large amount of money on a monthly basis, and they did it. And that's how we moved into that property. Chaitanya, he was another person who was here to program, and of course he's still here in Budapest. He also spoke. 25 years is history. Things have really developed since then. For some devotees, everything that we have is natural. It was wonderful to be able to be part of that. And I was just thinking that Prabhupada gives us the opportunity to really do something substantial, meaningful, significant with our lives. Otherwise, where would I be? I would have been an engineer somewhere. By now, I'd be a grandfather, best vegetarian, chanting Hare Krishna, and have wasted my whole life. At least this way, I can really think that I've been able to, by Prabhupada's grace, do something substantial that helps others, gives other people some type of also a vision of reality, knowledge of who they are, and the opportunity to know Krishna, and nothing really more wonderful than that. And that's all by Srila Prabhupada's grace. And the rest of the country is here, although things are nice, but there's still so much to do. and there's the whole world to make Krishna conscious. It just requires that same type of mood. Mami kam sharanam raja. Just give everything to Krishna. And when we give everything to Krishna, then we have the real transcendental experience of what devotees sometimes call the old days. Oh, the old days were so good. The old days is that spirit of full surrender. And that's always there. It's not something that you start with and forget, but rather the surrender just increases and increases and increases. So it was nice. It's nice being part of history. It's nice making history. History that's significant history, not being an Alexander, but trying to follow in the footsteps Mahajanaji Nagata Sivanta. Hare Krishna.